Earlier today on Morning Edition, Delaware Senator Chris Coons joined the program from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The stop in the Alps comes after a bipartisan congressional trip to Denmark, the nation that administers Greenland. Coons believes a partnership between the U.S. and Greenland is possible with the right approach.
We have a close 225-year-old alliance and partnership with Denmark. Everything that Trump wants to achieve in Greenland, we can achieve by just asking.
The congressional delegation to Denmark and other European allies includes Delaware Congresswoman Sarah McBride and Pennsylvania Representative Madeleine Dean. As scientists learn more about the harms of so-called forever chemicals and microplastics, researchers are trying to find new ways to get them out of drinking water. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports Temple University is trying to find out if air bubbles can trap both at the same time.
Water providers are working to remove toxic PFAS chemicals from drinking water. But less is known about treating microplastics. The tiny particles come from plastic waste and bioaccumulate in the body. Researchers at Temple's environmental engineering program say using air bubbles could address both toxins. Saiful Islam is a PhD student.
Most of these emerging contaminants coexist in our environment and as well as aquatic system. And all of these contaminants interact with each other.
The researchers have tested samples from the Schuylkill River, removing PFAS to almost zero. The team's next steps are to partner with local wastewater utilities to conduct more research. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
Clear skies outside on this Tuesday afternoon. Absolutely beautiful day, just very, very cold. 23 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Overnight, skies are clear. Temperatures drop down to about 10 or 11 degrees. We are barely holding on to double digits tonight.